Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. On this week's show, we tackle some more mental health topics. Do you ever put things off? We hear from an expert on how to fight procrastination. Plus, when the sun goes down, it's not a party for everyone. We hear about a scary but treatable condition in the elderly. And finally, lots of mental health conditions have overlapping symptoms. We hear from an expert here in Danville about how to parse it all out and get better. I'll put that laundry away later. I'll gas up the car in the morning. Just thinking of writing that paper stresses me out. I'll do it at the deadline. Have you ever said something like that? It's procrastination, something many people experience. OSF psychologist Dr. Ari Lakritz says it causes the stimuli in our brain to go back to the baseline, and we feel good until the issue rears its ugly head again.
It's very much accompanied by that sense of shame, that sense of, I know sort of deep down that what I'm doing is not the most productive way of working. It's not the most responsible way of working. They're not so good at really understanding or feeling the consequences of, you know, what's going to happen when I come to that big meeting or when I come to that test unprepared.
This could lead to real-world consequences. For a teenager, for example, putting off homework could lead to shoddy work, poor grades, and missed academic opportunities. For adults, it could keep you from moving up the corporate ladder. So, what are some coping skills? Try chunking your task. Break it up into 15-minute work sessions.
Take a nice little pleasant break or a nice little way of sort of revitalizing yourself between those small chunks. And get right back at it. And you know, you might spend more time overall on this particular task, but you'll be working much more consistently. When it comes to procrastination, it's kind of slow and steady wins the race.
Or give yourself a reward as you're doing the work.
Come up with a contract or a rule that you're only allowed to eat that ice cream or those candy bars when you're working actively. Now, this may not be so great for your weight, but you know, we hope that'll be the least of your problems, that you know, you'll begin to associate working with something just physically pleasurable. And you know, that we would expect that to have pretty good effects on your level of motivation going forward.
Well, I'm a big fan of horror movies. One of my favorites is The Visit. It's an M. Night Shyamalan film from 2015 where, spoiler alert, an imposter grandma terrorizes two kids at home. The cover story is that she is sundowning. That's a Hollywood take on a real-world problem for seniors, says Courtney McFarlane, a physician assistant at OSF who specializes in geriatrics. She says sundowning is a disruption in our body's natural sleep-wake cycle. That disruption could come from stress and illness or even artificial light. Sundowning is common in people with dementia and similar disorders. It looks like agitation, pacing, and even physical violence. Providers can treat this with melatonin and other medications. Also, strike long naps from your routine.
It's suggested that a less than 3-hour nap time schedule throughout the day really is advised. So if I find that my patients are napping quite a bit throughout the day, I actually will encourage them to take less naps.
Other tips include making your home's light natural, make it bright during the day and dark at night, make the bedroom a place to sleep only, look at screens or eat elsewhere, get into a consistent sleep routine, avoid large meals, caffeine, and alcohol before bed, stay busy during the day so you're tired at night. Exercise can help with this. If you're a light sleeper, you can use things like an eye mask, earplugs, or a white noise machine. You also need to look at your loved one's living arrangements, since pacing is a symptom of sundowning. Remove obstacles like slick rugs that could lead to falls.
They will actually unlock the door and wander outside of their home in the middle of the night. And so making sure that the door is properly locked, that if they are somebody that wanders at night, that they don't have the ability to be able to leave their home.
Ultimately, you might have to make big changes to the abode.
Whether that be remaining at home and more family influxing into the home, because obviously that's our first choice, is to leave the patient in their home as long as they can. But when it becomes unsafe for the patient, or when it comes to a point where it's exhausting the physical and mental abilities of the caregiver, then it is my responsibility to engage with that family and that patient on other, you know, options.
Depression, ADHD, and bipolar disorder. They're heavy topics, but providers want you to know you don't have to suffer alone. Lavender Zaraga is a behavioral health provider at OSF in Danville. She says it's important to see someone like her because symptoms of these issues can overlap. For example, depression can mimic ADHD.
You have like executive functioning where you're like, I can't decide. I feel dull. Like I can't concentrate. You have a lot of time, with learning new things. Your memory seems to be just like, I can't remember easily. I forget very easily. Your attention and concentration is just really just low. You don't have it. A lot of people complain about that. And sometimes you feel like, why am I just, processing everything so slow?
Zaraga outlines how she'd approach these issues in a therapy session.
There's a lot of like talk involved, of course, like, hey, let's figure out, let's start from the beginning, what's going on? Let's go back to the childhood part. How are you doing there? And we kind of just relate to how you are now. There's really nothing wrong with just talking about it. It's not going to hurt anybody to just like, hey, discuss.
That's healthcare news you can use. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.